नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स। साधु। Dear sisters and brothers, once again, I want to extend my appreciation to the organizing committee for their kind invitation for the Dhamma talk today. I remember I came here a few times, two, three times. At that time, I tried to highlight the very important teachings of the Buddha. I do not know whether those days the audience and today's audience are different or not. Maybe different, huh? I think so. At that time, I tried to highlight something which was very important in this Buddhist circle. We can obtain various kind of ways the knowledge by reading books, by listening to the Dhamma masters, and some other means. Nowadays, it is a very popular means of learning the Dhamma through internet. You are very fortunate. We were not fortunate at the beginning of our life. It was very difficult for us to invite the most qualified bhantes, those who delivered the sermon, and listen to it. Very difficult for us to invite to our temple for the monasteries. Sometimes they are living in Canada, sometimes USA, sometimes UK, sometimes Singapore, sometimes other part of the world. But nowadays, we are very fortunate. Go to the internet, download the what kind of subject that you wanted to learn. Just go, your video, or if not, writing or reading, everything can be done. We are very, very fortunate. That is why I have decided to talk something. Today's Dhamma talk subject, I think, remember now what I am going to talk? What is that? In the developed society, I'm a bit nervous because so many scholars, maybe so many people want to learn something from Bhante to how to maintain the happiness in this kind of developed society. That I say I'm a bit nervous to say something. My opinion and your readings and the knowledge that you have, it might be very much different than from the others. Is it? So what I have to say? The first question that I want to raise is, where are we living actually? Whether we are living in the highly developed society, or if not in between. I am in Singapore, you cannot challenge me. Last 33 years, I am living in Singapore. Since 1981, after I permanently staying here since 1984 onwards. I don't know my mathematics is correct or not, around 32 to 33 years. Okay? I went through a pace of development in this particular country. Leave it there for a while, okay? After doctors. You see. I am now come to a age of senior citizens. Okay? Then you can understand how old am I. But most of the time I don't want to. Okay? Okay, good. The wording can be seen? Yes. When I see this picture posted by Mangala Vihara, I was very excited. Because when you see the whole picture of this poster, below someone very old person. On the top, you know, highly developed society, the two kids. I can use this one again, no problem. Okay? So that is the difference. That is the difference. Therefore, I just want to say something. What is we consider as developed society? I'm not going to talk the ways of the, what is that called, professional people are going to talk. But I'm just reminding you, what is the mean of development? Then, here, I just write down something. What is that development means? Technologically very advanced. They have a lot of avenues to do. And last word say, people have a lot of money to spend. They are considered as the developed society. And even economics, they might say that GDP, national gross product or something, and the person how much they earn, not how much they earn, total amount of the income that they have. There are measurings. That is the economics or the most professional people. Regard to that matters, they say that Singapore turned to third world to the first world. It means that you have a lot of money, a lot of opportunities. Yes, we cannot deny, it's true. But my opinion is different. I am going to say something which talked to me by one of the elders who came to visit Singapore at the beginning of my life, beginning at the 1980s, the elderly Bante came and stayed in St. Michael, actually, Sri Lanka Rami Temple. At that time, we were there. And he went round the country. Even at that time, Santosa also we brought him because he's one of the elders, considered as the, you know, the one of the senior monks. He traveled to Western countries and traveled widely. And 4 days later, at night, he was addressing me, asking, Reverend Sihar, to me, what I have seen through my Buddhist literature, this is the part of the heaven what the books describe. It means that Singapore is a part of the heaven according to the Bhantes. I think you are very happy to hear this word. Based on that, I am going to talk something. You are living on this earth, but it's a heavenly country. Agreed or not? Some people might say, not really, Bhante, what you say, we have a lot of stress, a lot of we have unhappiness. I do not know. What the Bhante said, I have to say as it is. Then I curious to know, because I also living in Singapore at that time, asking, why Venerable Sir, he's 80 over years at that time, very senior monk. is considered as one of the university, what is the first word we use? Vice Chancellor, someone like that. Then he said, I went round the country. All the street I walk, very neat and very clean. He came from the third world country. Then, at night, he went for, I think Sentosa maybe, he went round from the cable car. He had seen round. It's a beautifully illuminated whole country. See, truly to me it's like a heaven on the earth. Then he said, when I see, when I look at the people, I can feel that they are very kind, very compassionate, and like a heavenly appearance. Don't be so proud, huh? What he mean, Bhante mean, was he said that the, he associate with the people, those who have contact with the Dhamma. When they see the senior monks, the Buddhist monk, they respected him, and also he showed the compassion towards him. It's really attracted. Okay. He came from the predominantly Buddhist country, Sri Lanka. But Sri Lankans don't have such expression, I think, at that time. Therefore, according to the Bhantes, say, you are very fortunate at the age, before the, around 1980s, before the 30 years before, you are living in the heaven. If same Bhante come to Singapore today, I think he, they don't go on, he might describe this as the Tusita heaven. But I mean, these few words I want to tell you. Every basic needs that you wanted to have, everything being provided. Singapore is totally different from other developed countries. America, UK, United Kingdom, and the European countries, Australia, Japan, or Korea. They have huge resources, the manpower, and they have the long history of development. Singapore is not so. No even drop of water at that time. No natural resources. Practically nothing. Only small land and tiny people. Tiny means, of course, compared to Europeans, we are smaller. Huh? That's why I say. That kind of country developed today to the highest, even world map, we cannot point out this is Singapore. Very hard to see. That's why I say those who are living in Singapore, they are very, very fortunate. According to the explanation given by the scholars, they say very basic needs for people to live in the country means they need to have the food, shelter, and clothing. Very basic needs. Singaporeans have or not? Have all this? Huh? Extra? Overflowing what? Yes. Because I am going to your house too from time to time. Those days, the Kampong house, 1965, independence, after independence, I came to Singapore 20 years after the independence, now over 50 years. At that time, Kampong house, the children cannot remember. I think all of them, those who are here, they can remember. You live it together with the small garden, chicken, duck, and the cat and dog, and certain areas, well water, remember not? Well water, I went to a monastery at that time. I cannot remember exactly the location, maybe Woodland somewhere around. They were living in the monastery. They used the well water for their consumption. Okay? Don't forget, don't be proud. We were there like that. Then at that time, also food not very easily can get, not really mean, very easily we cannot get all sort of foods. It's so difficult. Even the McDonald's started 1979. I came 84, at that time not very popular. Even I have no time to smell it. Remember, no, McDonald's, the fast food nowadays, very popular among the children. 1979 around, it came to Singapore from America, or originally from America, I think. Therefore, all sort of food now you have. Name, Korean food, nearby, where are the Korean food you can have? Let me know, Parkway Parade, nearest, Then Japanese food, Indonesian food, Western, Eastern, any kind of food, name, you can have with immediate effect. And also, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, barbecue, name, even any housing estate nowadays, there is a place for you to barbecue. I don't know how they do. Anyway, it's like that. That kind of food you have. Not only that, nowadays, make a call, hotline. Within 10-15 minutes, doorsteps, whatever kind of food that you want. Even my country, even there are people who are very rich, they have no chance to taste all sort of food. Rice and curry every day. Rice and curry, you know rice and curry? Coconut sambal, paripu, you know, dal, and so forth. Same type of food. Those who travel to Sri Lanka, you experience it, I don't say. The what kind of fruit that we have? We have pineapple, banana, pineapple, banana. Banana, pineapple. In Singapore, varieties of fruit that you wanted, you can consume it. Can or not? Even though some people have diabetes except me, I also have a little bit. So much of fruits in front of my table, it arouses my desire. Sometimes I eat, sugar goes up. It's true. I cannot control, you know. Because so much of things in front of me, sometimes Sachin say, oh, Bhante, never control myself. No, it's like that. If every day can see, I don't like to throw. Even I give to my devotees or members, they also do not want to bring. They say, no need, we don't eat nowadays. A lot of things provided. Therefore, you are very fortunate than the many other people, those who are living in this world. Then the shelter later. Clothing. What kind of clothing you want? Sometimes you are using one time only one cloth. What is that wedding cloth? One time only, yeah? Second time you cannot use it. One. Besides that, those days I had seen the olden days the Chinese people were wearing chin chong sim, sim chong, sim son. Chong sam. Actually, I wanted to see recent days, even the Chinese New Year Day also, they do not want to wear it. They say, don't know why, they are like become Westerners now. Westernized, yes. There was so much of clothing. Count how many pieces of cloth that you have. My cupboard full of clothes. Do not know what to wear it. How many t-shirts? How many shirts? How many shoes and slippers? Some children in Sri Lanka and the third world countries, even they have no slippers to wear and go to school. Poor they are. Don't regret over that. That is them, you know. You are well off. Well off or not? Yes. This is a very basic thing. Maximum abilities that you have to use it. We have everything. Even the shopping centers, you go there, every day can change your dress. No problem. 50% discount. Then they buy some more. Then so much of things. Every day you can buy. Therefore, clothing, you have no problem. But when we come to the area of developed society, there are some extra things that we have to understand. Education, healthcare, and transport, and telecommunications. The transport, later I show you some pictures, what you have enjoyed in your early days and what you are enjoying today. Then transport, those days I remember, we travel by non-aircon buses, very noisy. Non-aircon buses. Even at the beginning stage, when I was in St. Michael, 1984 to 89, at that time, they never fix us any air condition. We just sleep, fan, and very comfortable. No problem, huh? Those who are elder, I think they experience that. Very comfortable, isn't it? No air condition at all. But nowadays, you mean transportation-wise. Every structure, roads, everything developed. When I came to Singapore, CTE, Central Expressway, stopped behind the St. Michael Road. No tunnel to the hospital. The Henderson Road, no tunnel was built at that time. It stopped Central Expressway behind St. Michael because we always walk to Topayo Temple, Sanglingsa, bring some Bante visitors to see the temple. And ECP, East Coast Park, the road, the road, until Keppel. You know the bridge, overhead bridge? This just started to build. No road over there. PIA, Jalam Ibrahim, somewhere on, stopped. All these facilities, actually two by two road, not the four lanes or five lanes, no such thing, very small. Now, you can see transport, every public transport being arranged for you to travel very well, without any obstacles. Sometimes trains collapse. But remember, 1980s, at the beginning of 1987, 86, 84, like that, 84 to 85, Bante Mahavira, Chief Bante of, you know who is the Mahavira Bante? Don't forget, he is the founder of this monastery. Bante Mahavira invited me to come to Mangala Vihara. Why? Something happened at the MRT station construction site. Okay? Yunos, Paileba, Kalang, and what is this next one? Kaki? Aljunied. Oh, this few MRT stations, five or six MRT stations, something happened, which is very, they were Japanese contractor, they were believing in Buddhism and the prayers, they invited Bante to go and pray and clear the obstacle. I think someone died while they are doing the work. So we lay out the foundation, we went for blessings with Bante Mahavira. And also don't forget that, before you travel by MRT, I am the first one who traveled from Topayo to somewhere around few kilometers at that time, 1987. I am one of them who travel from Topayo to somewhere around. I cannot remember location where, very, not very long distance, you know. So nowadays, MRT, the facilities, what is that called? Yellow line, red line, blue line. Hmm? So many lines nowadays. Even I, very seldom I can go there. They have the transport wise, very beautifully arranged for you. Agree? When you go to the next country, very close to your country, very nearby, how the situation? Happy? Yeah, you see, you're laughing. Yeah. And also, airport. Actually, we have to admire something what we have achieved during the short period of time. 1981, Paya Lebar Airport. 1981, they start Changi Terminal 1. Hmm? Then Terminal 2. Terminal 3. Then what has happened? Terminal 1 already old at that time, few years already. They repurposed everything. New carpet, everything done very well again. Still they are doing. Then another one, just start. You know, a free tour nowadays, if you are free to go, book something, you can go and travel the Terminal 4. Available for you to go. A free tour in Terminal 3, 4. Please remember, the Singapore, the development is very fast. Those who lead a life in kampong, to them, I think very shocking news to them. It's very difficult to adapt the fast moving, growing the environment for you. Even we say, airport, aircraft, how many aircraft Singapore is, have? So many, huh? How many? You take it for granted, you know, never admire the facilities that you have. They have 100 over, isn't it? And they are booking for further new aircraft, 2018, 2012, 2021, sorry, 2022, another 50 over new aircraft for you to travel. Proud or not? Bit expensive, but never mind. Bit expensive, but safety is guaranteed. So, therefore, Singapore, that is called Singapore, very fast develop. Come to healthcare. My Minister of Health in Sri Lanka recently came to Mount Elizabeth for a bypass operation. So how our healthcare and this one? Okay? All the presidents, all the running from our country to here to have the treatment. It means that what has happened? Our independent more than your independence, more than 1948 onwards, nothing done. I'm not criticizing. Something we have to admire. All this happened not because of your luck. Don't think you are, your good karma is good. You think your karma is good? Not because of your luck itself. There were many very good leaders who maintained everything very well for the sake of the citizen of the country. Citizen of the country. That is why the healthcare facilities was very well organized. And later I see this is the kampong house. Don't forget, it was there. I went to a house at Mandai. All the ama and duck and chicken, coconut, cocoa, some trees, one or two trees were there. Mandai, before Orchid Garden, somewhere around. Later on, everything demolished, no more, no sign of. Then Yuchukayan side, a lot of houses at that time. most of the Sri Lankan community, the people lived in the private apart, private houses, because they came under pioneer generation. They like to live alone, like this kind of individual houses. Therefore, they were living there. Even when we come to Mangala Vihara, remember the old temple here? The Amma given this place, the house attached, this small house. Madhya Mahavira developed into a Mangala Vihara, the Buddhist monastery. Later on, every single building was demolished and Bhante rebuilt this one here. With the support of all the good devotees, the help, support. This road you can see. Okay. Now, gradually, what has happened? This is the old version of flats in Singapore, olden days. Telok Blangah, or somewhere on hospital, that area, they have some, also I cannot remember the name. From there, they moved to a very advanced, more facilities that they provide in the housing board. That I'm 3-room, 4-room, 5-room, executive, double-story building, all come to you. One thing, this one get old. What has happened recently? Government is very kind. They last time 1, 5, 10 lift. You have to walk up. Therefore, older generations say, I don't want this one. I don't want to stay here. I cannot walk. Most of our leg not so good. Slanting sometimes. Very difficult to move. Then they fix new type of lift for every citizen, every people, those who are living at that area, they can enjoy that facilities. The house is not so big, 2-room or 3-room. They extended another extra room. I remember one of the little girl, she was very little, younger, then they grown up to the, now 30, 40 years now, I think. She say, oh, Bhante, in my life, for the first time, I have a room to stay. They were living together. Father, mother, brother, sister, all together. Now she say, she's working, she's owner of the car. She's working, earning high salary, but she don't have a room to stay. Now she say, I have a room to stay. Happy or not? They are happy. Then later on, they develop certain comfort within the housing. Then nowadays you can see a lot of facilities being arranged. But the small houses compared to the previous one. Those days, under the shelter, no shelter for your car. Now you have sheltered car park. Pay a little bit only, you know, $80 or $120 now. They're paying little money. Hong Kong, we go to Hong Kong, car park cannot find. I heard anyway, I'm correct or not, I do not know. They say Hong Kong, the car park is expensive than the house. I mean, they compare to this. But Singaporeans have to grumble, you know. No need to grumble, isn't it? Actually provided all sort of things. Those do not like to stay in kampong, come to the flat, they are not contented, then government provided some other facilities for you. Condos. You see? With many facilities. They have swimming pool. I do not know, because I have no chance to go and swim. They have swimming pool, and they have a lot of facilities, even sauna, bath, and massage centers. So many things nowadays. Every house just look like bungalow, even though it's small house, apartment. Every facilities that they have. If we have money to buy such house in Sri Lanka until today, unable for you to buy such houses. Even though you have money, cannot buy. Don't have. Why? The political problem. they build houses, apartments sometimes. You cannot see the apartment, money gone. Understand? You cannot see the apartment, but our money gone already, stolen. So how lucky you are. If I want to build temple in Sri Lanka, I have to get the lorry, I have to go to a place to get granite, sand, and other material, which is necessary, cement, sand, water, everything I have to buy, I have to mix it and build up our temple. No contractor like Singapore. All these Singaporeans have no such experiences. Everything ready, pay money. Last time 9,000, 18,000, 20,000. Those who bought the houses in early stage, now they are saying, oh, my house worth 300,000, 400,000. See? What else you want? You earn a lot of benefits by owning a house. Okay, this is the good facilities provided by Singapore, to Singaporeans. Last, those days, remember arcade? Sometimes we took the ferry. You know, the after death, our Sri Lankan people do not like to put the ashes in the temples. So they carry us ashes, and afterwards they ask us to go by boat trip and throw everything into the ocean. So a few times we make a trip. Few months once, sometimes we are happy because we are also boring, nothing to do in St. Michael. So we are happy whenever the opportunities come. It means then don't think that people die, we are happy. No, I mean. It's something, road, something, boat tour for us. Okay, so you see the now, the facilities, reclaim the land, waterfront apartment, millions worth, even, you know, everything well organized. If you are away from the country for 1 year, even you cannot recognize what Singapore is. But see, very fast, everything has been moving. Sorry, my time. Oh. I reminded you all this, what the Bante say is correct or not. Correct or not? You are actually considered as the luckiest group of human beings on this earth. You have to work hard, I know. For this kind of group of people, Mr. Ching, and they invited me to come to Mangala Vihara, asked me to talk the Dhamma. I have a great challenge. Why? You are really enjoying your life with the great facilities. True? True or not? Yes. So they are not going to accept anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanent, suffering, all that word is not related to you at all. It's not relevant to you. Therefore, I'm a bit nervous to talk about that kind of words today. Those days, yes, I just say. Compare with the hospital facilities, that is what I want to say you, tell you. I went to all these hospitals, Changi Hospital, Alexandra Hospital, and Tandoksen Hospital. So how it was like a police academy like that, this one. Not so good. For those days, elders experienced all this. Nowadays, even this signboard, you cannot see further develop. Underground car park, a lot of facilities at Changi. Even the car, always traffic jam there, right? They are developing and developing, providing a lot of facilities for you. I went there also, Tantokchan Hospital at that time. Even when we were meeting, me faster at that time, given the censure, this kind of building to develop anyway. Now, all the modern facilities that we have, communications. I have collected this one, very difficult to find, but anyway, I like, thanks to internet, they have some sort of facilities. When I came to Singapore, 1984 actually, I had to go to Hill Street. You know, there's a booth, 4 or 5 boxes and the, what is that called, a small box, we have to go in. And if you want to do overseas call, we have to wait. At least 20, 30 people are giving up. We waited to talk my teacher or someone in Sri Lanka. Years later, what has happened? They introduced some extra facilities for people. I was near to Towner Road Post Office. They also arranged another booth. Then we often go and call. Because we have nearer, we don't need to go far, far away. Later on, introduced the card phone. Remember card? They put card money and just we can talk. Likewise, everything has been changed very, very fast. But unfortunately, Sri Lankan people don't have such experience. Whatever the new communication system came to the world, Singapore grabbed it and introduced to people. Now our country people also using very high class handphone. When they see my handphone like this, they are laughing at me, you know. Bante, are you living in Singapore or what? So how do they think? See? Even my computer was a problem, you see? It's likewise. Okay. Later on, I just reminded you where you are living actually. Those days, one gentleman came with 2-3 kilos heavy handphone. Say, what it is? They say, Bante, now no need to go to telecom center. We have new handphone. How much? I just curiosity to know how much. $3,000 I paid to buy this one. All these together, at that time, before all these come, we have pager system. Remember paging system? Anyone use pager before? See? Very happy. And gradually it also changed. If a pager number page the number, then what we are going to search a phone. Okay, we phone them. Very happy. Very fast, you know. They can find us very fast. What I am telling you, every moment you contact with the new facilities, ample opportunities and happiness accompanied you all alone in your life. Correct or not? Correct or not? Those days, Potong Saga is the most important car. No other cars are there. If you are the owner of the Potong Saga car, you know, Potong Wira, some names are there. They are very happy, you know. They park in front of the temple. Why? Oh, yeah, because free parking in San Michael, at San Michael. Potong Saga, I bought new car. Asked us to bless. Toyota Corolla or something like that. Nowadays, I don't blame. If you are able to achieve the highest quality vehicle, comfort, never mind. Go ahead. Why? Everything is there. Most of the Singaporeans are nowadays driving Jaguar, Mercedes, Volvo, BMW. Don't say BMW. Sometimes people don't like BMW the word. They say big mouth or something like that. So they have all the facilities. If you are affordable, please go and enjoy your life. Don't say impermanent. I say one positive words for you to enjoy this short period of time. This is the communications, advanced communications. That time, no computer. When I was in St. Michael, no computer. 80s, not very common, isn't it? Computer at that time, common or not? Not very common. Air conditions, also not very common. I think you recall, reflect, meditate on computer when you achieve the computer into your house, likewise. Not all the facilities are not there. Therefore, modern scholars categorize as the happiness that you can achieve in the developed society. They say all the biological needs, certain words I erase because it is not necessary, I have to tell. Every facility that you have. Then, other thing is security. Singapore? Go to Malaysia. One town, one place to another, at night, midnight, any lady can walk. Don't know whether you can reappear in this world or not. It's true. Even I cannot say our countries also might be, who knows. Security is not guaranteed. But in Singapore, all the girls are very happy. They are moving even midnight, even 2 o'clock, early morning. I could see because I am next to Joo Chiat Road. I can see people are moving day and night here and there. Their safety is guaranteed. Any part of the world, let me know where you can move freely. America? No guarantee. Not at all. Name other countries. I don't think you have such security for you. Then every Singaporean has their own, they have the jobs to do, work to do. Have or not? Because now all are looking for white collar or red collar job, I don't know. Then no one want to do construction site nowadays. They are moving away from that. True? They do not want to work. But there are jobs, opportunities for you. Therefore they import many people from outer world, other countries. Therefore a little bit untidy. Compared to 80s, maybe a lot of foreigners are moving around. So that is why you do not want to work. Then they have to get someone to make these facilities maintained and continuously used for you, for you to use it. Is it? So we have to appreciate that. And some of the achievement, actually, many things that you have confidence, you have security. Even government is carefully arranged. At the beginning stage, handed over our CPF. Whole money can go to old man. Given to us, isn't it? Given, isn't it? Anyone withdraw your CPF around 1985, 86, 90, like that? How much money you have? Zero, all gone already. Later on, government experienced that something going away beyond their control. For therefore, they keep certain amount of money to give you back for the rest of your life. Good or not? Good? Yes. Any person, any other countries are doing so? They have dole or something also very fishy. It depends on the people, isn't it? Yeah. But everyone have the security that, thinking that till the end of my life, I can live happily. At least I have something to move into my mouth. But the problem here in my country, I say my country, I'm happy to see Singapore. No harm to say, isn't it? Okay. So problem is, we sometimes, the younger generation, they are forget how they moved so fast to third world, to the first world. As I mentioned earlier, now we have everything is in it. Everything have or not? Everything have. What else you want? Huh? Anything? What else you want? Some people take things for granted. They complain and complain and complain. Even the taxi late 4 or 5 minutes, bus late 4 or 5 minutes. Hello, going to upside down everything. Message, to. This transport is not so good. Complain kings. Forget it. Don't forget it, because we bound to have some errors, even MRT breakdown. So it's a huge crowd problem, but we have to be patient with that. Compare with the underdeveloped country, in my country, I just say Sri Lanka, I have no shame to say anything. A year ago, I brought a group of devotees. They wanted to stay in the hotel. It cost around US $120 or something. So I thought that my temple also have some rooms. Why not? You don't need to spend money, stay here. Reluctant to come to my place. And they do not want to stay, but anyway, I forced them to come. Save your money. Unfortunately, what has happened? Next morning, they want to go to toilet. No water. They want to take bath. No water. Let me know. Any householders can complain that Singapore ever happened this kind of things or not? Happened or not? Never happened. So how fortunate you are. Then sometimes we have water, no electricity, no hot water. Cannot take bath. Transport. I had to go to somewhere around 5:30. I had to get the bus. The bus no more. Didn't arrive. Then I'm waiting for the 6 o'clock, the bus. It can accommodate 40 people. 100 people are inside, like a sardine, you know. Actually, very smelly. But what to do? Ever these things happen in Singapore or not? No. No, huh? No. So, likewise, we have a lot of experience that how Singaporeans are enjoying their life here. Truly, you're enjoying your life. Enjoying or not? Yes. Even I have, we say, some people are rich in Sri Lanka too. Some people are very rich. They have very good vehicle because government provides subsidiaries, you know, some they provide a lot of tax-free vehicles. They have very high-class vehicle. But from Kandy to Colombo, 4-5 hours. 72 kilometers. 72 kilometers. To run 72 kilometers, we take 5 to 6 hours. Traffic jam. No highway. Until today, no highways, you know. You can see recently the MCE or something like that. Remember the tunnel open? So very fast. Traffic smooth. Very good. So that is my country. This is your country. They're very different. Very different. All the facilities that you have. Even they have money, plenty of money. No restaurant day and night. Don't have. After 2, if you go out to eat something, all the shops are still closing, I think. Close already. I think when there, you have experienced that. Close, no food. After 8, all closed. You can eat roti plata or something, simple food. No restaurant foods are available. So that is what I say, Singaporeans are living a partially hell on this earth. Proud to hear. Yeah. But still, I said that you are not happy. Always complain sometimes. Leaders of the country sacrifices their freedom, sacrifice their time, sacrifice their energy. I do not know whether they have any free time to enjoy themselves sometimes. They sacrifice their life for the sake of the country. We have to show our gratitude towards them. Not only leaders, the facilities that we have, you have to show your gratitude. How you can show your gratitude? You are living, sleeping in a room, the bed very comfortable. Remember the 80s, not very comfortable, you know. So, given these facilities for us to sleep, to pass our night. So we have to be happy with the bed I have. Produce aircon. No failure of aircon, I mean the electricities. So you are not under threatened. Okay? You have to appreciate what you have. Show your respect. Don't pray after this problem for me. You say, Bhante asked me to pray every aircon, every hole, every bed, everything I have. No such thing. I'm telling the truth. You have to respect. Even the blanket, you know, those days. Nowadays, ample, very different, you know. Few layers, cushion type. It provide you to cover the cold weather or something. So why not? Immediately after wakes up, don't throw away it. Think a bit. It's provided all the comfort for me. Don't kick it out. Fold it nicely. Keep aside. Remember, it helps us. Help or not? Wherever you go in Singapore, ever go to Chu Chai Ko, what? China? Ever go or not? Huh? How you went for toilet on the road, on the roadside? Can I remember or not? Those days, actually, people say, Singaporeans say, like that. Because they are not experienced such a way of facilities. But you know, wherever you go, every moment if you want to move something away, facilities are there. It's very comfortable. If you go to airport, see how comfortable it is. The other countries, sometimes very dirty. Here, everything is very well managed. No need to complain, isn't it? Whenever you pass, remember goodness. Remember the facilities provided by you to use it free of charge. Why not you should remember, appreciate what they are doing. If you are appreciative for all sort of things that you are using today, then happiness always can be maintained. Can or not? You have to appreciate what you have. Don't say, don't complain. Appreciate it. Then you'll be very happy. Even every day, after my prayers, I dedicate my prayers, the merit shared with other people. I remember my father, mother, who had brought into this world. I remember my teachers, who give me the path to understand the Dharma. Remember one after the other. The third, always, I remember the leaders of this country. they given us the ample opportunities to live comfortably and happily compared to my countries. I appreciate. I send my merits to them, wishes to them. And the members of the societies who are giving facilities, we appreciate them. You are sitting here comfortably. If you go to my center, you have to sit on the floor. No chairs. No chairs and what is that called? Tables. You have to appreciate what you have here. Don't take things for granted. I am sitting here. Everything is provided very well. Comfortable for you to sit. Comfortable or not? Yes. Then we have to appreciate that. We have to appreciate that. That's why I say we have to be grateful, show our gratitude. How we can show our gratitude? From the third world to the first world, whatever ways, anything which is very good, comfort, make you happy, you have to remember, show your gratitude towards whatever you are achieving. Not only the person who gives something say thank you, actually only words only, they have no gratitude. Thank you, la. Thank you also, la. It's no feelings. You have to come with the feelings. Then appreciate what you have. But I experiencing something different because nowadays when we move to some new avenues, some of the children, those who are living, I feel that all of them, those who are here, they are very good. They know how to respect, they know how to do all this what I have said. But the children have no such, most of them, I do not know, forgive me if I am wrong, they do not have such feelings. Father, mother provided everything. They bring unto this world, they have to do everything for me. Oh, they are showing gratitude in that way. Have to teach them. Have to teach them, isn't it? I ask why. Oh, I am studying overseas. How are expenses? No problem. I have what card? Beneficiary card or what card is that? Credit card? No, they have mother, owner of the credit card's mother. They have subsidiary card. Supplementary card. Oh, they are enjoying, drinking, moving here and there, spend ample amount of money and come back and say, mother, not enough money, you know. Mother, they are the mothers, are mothers, you know. Am I? Okay, how much you want? Please. Okay, give. Few months later, everything is over. Finally, actually some of them, you know that, they never study at all, came back with a lot of problems. Some parents are very sad to see them. Some of them are very good. They are very good children. We cannot deny. They do their part of their work very well. But some of them are not. Take it. Mother, father, bring into me this world. I must enjoy as much as we can. Singapore cannot. I go overseas. If Singapore cannot study, I go overseas and study. Very easy to say. Okay. So likewise, please remember to show our gratitude. And this is very important. One day, very early morning, I opened my door. I am staying at the bus stop, okay? Don't think I am staying in the big monastery. Bus stop, isn't it? Yeah, I say bus stop. 33, number 33. Anytime you can come and get out, then you can walk into my place. Bus stop. Around 5:30 early morning, I opened the door. There was an elderly lady who was sitting on the floor. I say, oh, madam, I didn't see you very long. Where were you? Oh, I'm okay, I'm happy. Bante is a reverend. She knows me very many years because always she is feeding the cats. By the cat canned food. She, her happiness, her enjoying giving them food. Early morning, 5 o'clock, 5:30. I am very happy. Why I am happy? Every day when I wake up, if I can understand that my hands and the legs are moving, I am so happy. See how they can get happy. Of course, do not know tomorrow morning what will happen to me. If I can move my legs and hand every morning once I wake up, that is the happiness. I am not asking anything, Reverend. This is the only one I ask. And walk one round. And again, she's not really talkative, but she was telling me, Reverend, if whatever the kind of food I have, if I can put into my mouth and I can swallow it well, I am the happiest one. Very basic thing for that particular lady to gain happiness. They were not aiming for Mercedes, Jaguar, apartment, or so forth. You see? What else you can get happiness in this country? What are you asking for? Well, I do not know how to teach you how to gain happiness in this developed society. Contentment is very important. If you can buy a cycle, put bicycle, you have to be happy. Those who have a bicycle, they are aiming for, what is that called? Motorbike. Then motorbike to the car. Then car to advance a little higher and higher. You know the girls are working nowadays in the office. Every now and then they change cars. If the colleagues buy new car, competition, you know, inferior, you know, they buy a new car. Walk in front, park in front of the office. Walk. Happy. Of course you have to walk like that. Why not? You can manage your happiness in this way. If you cannot afford to buy such things, what you have to be happy. Singapore is the best place for you. If you cannot buy your own vehicles, own cars, cheaper for you to use taxis. Now the Grab, the Uber, NTUC, SMRT what? Some taxis are there. So any moment you can pay $8, $10. That's very easy. No need to pay for the parking fees. No need to pay for rental. All this, no need to pay. Contentment. You have to manage yourself. You have to remember to manage your own wealth. You know, owning a car, 10 years later, every 100,000 go to the drain. Every 100,000. I'm not with 100,000 around car now, around 100,000. Even lorry too, expensive. Go to the? Drain or what? Drain actually is nothing. If you buy a house, improve. You can earn a lot. Therefore, I advise you to buy houses than the cars. If affordable, it's small, never mind. Okay? Can or not? Can. Even you can rent it out, then you can earn extra money. Facilities, you know, MRT, the public transport, very well organized. So easy for you. No need to have traffic jam too. MRT, very fast. Driving, problem. So therefore, contentment is very, very important for us to keep in our mind. Then no need to worry about parking. When not enough parking places, even nowadays, wherever you go, no parking facilities. Then the father, mother, grumpy, you know, grumble, you know, this country like that. It's called the country. Having big cars is called the other side. That is the way they do. That is where contentment is very, very important. What you have to be happy? If you can move when you wake up, if you can move your leg and hands, you have to be happy. If any kind of food that you have, if you can put into your mouth, if you can swallow, then happy or not? Must be happy. Don't ask more. Don't ask more. And also, supplementary a lot. Supplementary what? Supplement. You know the vitamin. Any type of vitamin you take or not? I don't know. Ask them. Chinese type. Korean ginseng. Red ginseng, white ginseng, black ginseng. All sort of things they have. You are taking, I know some of them takes. Take or not? Take. Energize yourself. Those days, I remember, 1980s, those who have sicknesses or not really stable their life, what they do? They say, oh, this is good for energy. What kind of mushroom? What is that? What kind of mushroom? Remember? Yes, okay, introduce to us. What is that? Lingche. Yeah. You are the one who sell for us. Yes, those days, the Amama people go around and introduce Lingche. Lingche. Very popular. They say this good for heart, this good for lung, this good for this, good for that. I don't know, Singaporeans are heart bad. It's just good. But still they want to be very good. Purify yourself. Then after they say some supplement in, they supplement some, they put into the gallons, you know, bottles. Noni or nona? Noni. Noni. Then they spend a lot of money to drink noni. They say, good for that, good for that. I don't know what for. Anyway, I didn't ask. Personal thing, I don't want to ask anyway. Then afterwards, with aloe vera or something. Aloe vera? Aloe vera. Aloe vera. Also very popular. But all the trades, they have the pyramid type of cells. Cells. Then later on, they came another one for purifying the environment. Smoke or something like that. So finally, they spend a lot of money. Singaporeans are same. Singaporeans, no different at all after having all this, isn't it? No difference. So this is the way. People, you have the, as I mentioned earlier, you have extra expenses. So they introduce many new things. Then you introduce many things saying that this good for heart, this good for eyes, this good for liver, this is good for your complexion, this is good for never drop hair like mice. So they believe in, and after they try to take it. It's okay. So okay, it's good business for people, some of them. It's good business for them. Therefore, if you cannot afford, don't worry. Why? You have to be maintain what you have. Then compare with the person who took all sort of drugs or everything. Actually, you are more healthy than him. So why not? You are happy. Okay. This is important fact that we have to remember. Gratitude and contentment. But without any religious background, okay, so these are the most popular terms in Singapore nowadays. You know, most of them, they tie a, like a, what is that called? tie a watch like tracking. Oh, what is that? Huh? Fitbit or something. Anyway, you know the name. Everyone eager to buy one. Those days they walk, never count. No, business is business, you know. They are very capable to sell things. Then all the young people, those who are average age of 20 to 35, 40 to 50, they like to tie this one. Wherever they go, they say, how many steps today? I 6,000. I'm 10,000. Actually, they never walk. They shake hand only, you know. Even listen to Dhamma talk, they shake hand. Today, I cannot achieve. I did not achieve my target. So, shake. I said, why do you shake your hand? I said, sorry, I didn't achieve the 10,000 yet. See, that is why these are the things nowadays introduced to the people without deep religious background. Anyway, it's good if you do know anything, something for you to enjoy your life. They say, eat well, exercise well, rest well, give thanks, okay? All sort of thing. Meditate. I don't know what kind of meditation is that. Oh, happy. Last one I like. Smiling. Sometime I walk on the road. Do you know our habit sometime when they see people? I swallow it back. I say, something wrong with you. Some people say like that. If I want to, hello, like that. Something wrong with you. Have you experienced or not? Yes. So we have to be like moody like that. That's why, remember last few years back, the government have the promotion, say that Singaporeans should smile. Promotion. Fail. But they didn't know how to smile, you know. Actually, smiling face brings you a lot of happiness. When you go to work, okay, you have to think something good. Oh, today I'm going to office. My people, whoever come to me today, they are my good friends. Keep in your mind. When I go to the bus, whoever I'm going to meet, they are good friend of mine. Whenever I go to office, all the colleagues, they are good friends of mine. What is in the deeper sense of thoughts? You are developing the kindness or metta, loving kindness. If you are going to practice such a way of life, then how much you can achieve? Money cannot buy. Lots of people like you. Oh, this neighbor is very good one, you know. Always talk to us. We ever heard or not? People talk like that. Our neighbor very good, you know. Anyway, say hello to us. Nowadays, even though we are living separate from the small world, never say hello to them. Why? I do not know what has happened. In the kampong village at that time, oh, auntie, uncle, how are you? Very good. Now, lack of such expression from us. Why we have no, not to say not education, it might not. No, we do not have such feelings. We have to develop that. You know, when you walk out from the house, hey, hello, how are you? In the lift, 30, 40 people, never, yeah. When you contact with the Europeans, you know, Europeans, Amoya, say, hi, auntie, he say or not? Most of them say hello, But when they are here in Singapore around 6 months, they also become Singaporeans. Why? True. They also are afraid to say hello. They say, Kya Sula? They say some words, you know. They cannot take it. So that is the benefit. Okay. So it's true, no? Most of them at the beginning say hello. Don't want to say hello even. They don't know what kind of mentality they maintain. No need to be frightened. Say, hello, hello. Say, thank you, why not? Can do so. Learn to be like that. Then they are very, very happy. In other ways, you know, health, they are very concerned about the health. What I say just now, tie the knot and walk around the round the flats nowadays. When they walk a little more, then leg pain. Then they have the bandage, the knee bandage. Huh? Then they say, cannot walk. 2 days, 3 days walk after they don't want to walk. Why? Pain. They are not used to run around the area. Okay. Then they say, these are the good things that you can do. Actually, I appreciate this last one. Last one. Nowadays, I am not against, because whatever we have to use it. Why we want to be against the telephone, whatever? Those days, we have internet, email, all this. Nowadays, the modern society, another two things have to be added. Wi-Fi and internet. All this have to be added. Then, SMS, all this can be move very fast. So nowadays, people are not happy. Even Dhamma Talk, I can see some people behind using handphone and send message. Huh? Don't know who to send. Say, Bhante, don't know. Wasting my time coming here or something. They are moving here and there. You see why? Easily can be communicated. So if you keep your phone away a day, how happy you are. You can have great happiness and ample happiness. Remember those days we went to Hilly Street to make call? No problem at all. We were happy at that time. Don't slaver to the new facilities. Moderate yourself. Moderate. Don't use it, whatever you have. Oh, I won't have this, I won't have that. No. Business is business, you know. Business is business. Every 2 years, 3 years, you have to change your computers. When I go to some houses, they have every rooms, they have computer. They never use it. They say, why? I ask, why? No time lah. Buy computer, no time to use it. Then say, ah, yeah, nowadays everything in my handphone, no need to use it. It's true. But every houses, how many TVs they have? Bedroom one, sitting room one, don't know, door side also one. But unfortunately, they have no time. They have time or not? They have no time. Therefore, we are wasting our money. Be wise. Nowadays, we are living in the, we are going to move to a cashless society. Cashless what? The word is used. Our Prime Minister even introduced like China, you know, even the hawker, not hawker, cycling, the food who bring through cycle, they also use the tech. What tech? Don't know what. Anyway, still I am not familiar with these words. These words. So we are going to move to such society. Careful. I'm not against. If you want to spend 10,000 rupees, issue a check. Easy for you. If you want to give 10,000 rupees by using cash like that, you few times you regret to give 10,000. Check easily can give. That is the business. They buy the heart of the heart, and they by check you have no feelings. Huh? By what is that other one? Card. What card is that? Cash card. What is that? Visa card. Visa card or express card or something. So you are using this card, but you are losing money too. You have no authority to control your financial situation. You have no authority. If you pay by cash, I see it's still like when to Hawker Center or somewhere when I go, I say all people still use the same method because they say only have 200 per month. I have to save my money little by little by little. $5, $2, still bargaining, take, and they can survive in this country. Those who are earning 10,000, paying by credit card, go to the bar, karaoke centers, they have no feeling, you know, at that time they are drunken already. Pay money, no money. Finally, they cannot manage themselves. Okay? So you have to be wise anyway. I'm not against anything. I'm also learning how to pay by something. So if you want to manage your financial situation, you have to be wise. Don't use all the modern facilities. Now we have to use it because we cannot buy air ticket without credit card. Okay? We cannot pay our bills, water bills, electricity without gyros. Very easy for us also, every time go to, easy for us. Anyway, there are some good points, and also sometimes we cannot manage ourselves. In the end, our money cannot be managed. Huh? It's true or not? It's difficult for us to manage in time to come. Even cyber, you know, the threat, all in computers. Then finally, if something happened, all might go, you know, sometime Malaysia, some of our members went to Malaysia, they pay by credit card. Then they came back to Singapore, bank called them, how much? I never use, I am in Singapore. They are stealing your card details, and this can happen. So in future, you have to be wise anyway. You have to make use of the maximum facility that you have, but you have to use your brain too. So that is what I want to say this. To maintain the happiness in this developed society, you have to be free from all certain things like handphone or this. A day, 1 week, a day, you can spend your time without handphone. Happy or not? No, love, you are doing business, how to entertain? Entertain how long you are going to entertain people? No, that is habit. Try to erase certain habits. Now come to the Dhamma. You know, in Mangala Sutta, there are 38 types of blessings for lay people, not for me. Ever heard the Mangala Sutta? Ever learned the Mangala Sutta? You reflect the Dharma in this highly developed society. Can do or not? Very good. Anyway, I write down something here. Okay. You have to maintain happiness. Anyway, there are some Dharma behind. So I do not want to spend much time. You can reflect on Mangala Sutta. Okay. Patirupa Desa Vasocha Pubbecha Katha Punyata. You are living in the very peaceful location. No war, no terrorist attack so far. Okay? Finger crossed, no such thing. We pray. If the righteous people are governed the country, most of the time, free from all this. Okay? Anyway, you are living in a very suitable location. Then, why are you here? Pubbecha katha punyata. You have done a lot of meritorious deeds in the past. So what we have to do? More meritorious activities can be done. Read Dhammapada. First and the second instance are enough for you to maintain happiness. What is the first instance of the Dhammapada? We read together if you can. You, how many people know how first instance of Dhammapada? Very different. Mano pubbangama dhamma, mano setta manomaya, manasache paduttena bhasativa karotiva, tatonan dukkha manveti chakkang vavahato padam. Don't need to say in English. Even though you are living in the highly developed society, even though you are living in the underdeveloped society, happiness cannot be maintained if you are performing unwholesome deeds in your life. Unwholesome means based on desire, based on hatred, based on ignorance, without philosophy. You do harmful things to yourself as well as to the society, to the others. You cannot maintain the happiness either society you are living. The Dharma have to apply for our day-to-day life. Wherever you are living in the second, if you do harmful things, what has happening to you? The unwholesome reaction accompanied you like the bull and bullock cart. Bull and bullock cart. Bull, wherever move, bullock cart, the wheel of the bullock cart moving behind. Similarly, unwholesome reactions will accompany you. Even the rich, even the poor, the Dharma is similar to everyone. Second important stanza of the Dhammapada, number two, manasa che pasannena. Pasannena manasa means with wholesome thoughts, happy thoughts. Bhasati, speak. Karoti, act. Then tatonan sukhamanveti, accordingly. Happiness always accompanied you, like the shadow, cannot be separated. Can separate or no? Your shadow can separate from you or no? Cannot be separated. Similarly, good reactions always, happiness always accompanied you. Dhamma, keep in your mind. Try to apply these main principles for our life. That is very, very important. That's why I say Mangala Sutta. You have ample opportunities to Dhamma Savana, means you have Kalena Dhamma Savanam. Mangala Sutta, read again. Please repeat. 38 blessings are there. 38 blessings I translate as 38 happiness. Okay, not a blessing, happiness for you. If you maintain it, truly happiness always come to us. So this is the important advice for you. There are so many, I do not want to go through. Finally, this is the most important part for you to understand. One day, a man told the Buddha, "Venerable sir, I want happiness." I, repeat please, I want happiness. Then I just want to say, even you are living in the developed country or underdeveloped country, or as human beings, if you want to be happy, true happiness you cannot achieve by drinking noni, aloe vera, all these things. You cannot get the true happiness. One day, all decay. It will come to us. Remember the principle. What the Buddha answered, but beautiful, isn't it? First thing, remove the idea of I. It is called Sakkaya Ditti, thought of I. The thought of I brings us a lot of problem on earth. I am capable, I am rich, I am a very able person, I have many children, those who are doctors, engineers, I can speak very well. So much of things come into your mind. If you don't have the thought of I, 100% of the unhappiness gone already. Okay. Then second thing, say, take away the thought of I. Then second one, I want this. Singaporeans, I say, I want good facilities. Isn't asking. Always I want and what? There is no limitation, no limits. Because the happiness is truly psychological. Happiness is truly psychological. Unhappiness also truly psychological. So what? If you do not know how to maintain your mind, how much of facilities are surrounding you, even though you are living in the heaven on this earth, no happiness for you. So therefore, take away the idea of I, ego. Then take away the I want everything. We cannot be satisfied by everything. We cannot get it everything what we wanted, even physically or mentally. Can we do or not? Change and change. See how? No la. There is no happiness for you. So therefore, get it off that. Then remain what? What is remaining? Happiness. So thank you for your patience hearing. I wish you all happiness and all the success in your life. Thank you for inviting me for today's Dhamma talk. Thank you.
Okay, I think due to the time, we might not have enough time for Q&A. But they got time for Q&A now. One question. Okay, Bhante is very generous. Bhante said, give one question. A very precious one, one question. Go by auction. One time? No question? I'm sure you have a question, right? Anyone? Don't be shy. So I think Bhante, they are all very happy after the talk. Okay, so...
As we mentioned early, we can show our gratitude, show our respect towards the family members, those who have departed, towards the leaders from the country who has departed, who make this place as comfortable place for you to live. Seventh lunar month is the Chinese calendar, the traditionally we do remember our elders, those who have done so much for us. Please remember your departed mother, father, brother, sisters, ancestors, grandfather, grandmother, or whoever departed from you. May they receive the happiness and blessings. May they be happy. May they attain happiness to happiness, everlasting happiness, bliss of Nibbana. Thinking thus, we can transfer merit. If you are familiar to the words, I recite this stanza, okay? Idam me nyati nang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idam me nyati nang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idamme nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. With the blessings of the Noble Triple Gem, I too wish everyone happiness, protection, safety and good health. May the Buddha bless you and protect you all. Sadhu.
Okay, Bhante, follow the top.